This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. The arguments for and against Texas's new congressional maps are now before the U.S. Supreme Court. The deadline to file briefs in the case passed yesterday, with multiple groups weighing in on redrawn maps that give Republicans an advantage. The Department of Justice filed an amicus brief in support of those new maps, saying the letter it sent that set off the redistricting battle was not tied to racial gerrymandering. The maps were declared invalid by federal judges in El Paso, but that ruling is currently on hold, pending another ruling from the Supreme Court. A week after the University of Houston's Pi Kappa Phi chapter was closed for hazing allegations, a student pledge has filed a lawsuit against the fraternity and the university. News 88.7's Kyle McClenaghan says the plaintiff claims to have suffered mental and physical anguish from being hospitalized.
According to the lawsuit, the student pledge was forced to complete hours-long workouts, being hit with wooden paddles, and was waterboarded on multiple occasions. The lawsuit also claims the pledge spent 3 days and 4 nights in the hospital for kidney damage due to excessive physical exertion. The University of Houston declined to comment on pending litigation, but said it's investigating the hazing allegations. The National Pi Kappa Phi office closed the UH chapter last week following its own investigation. It did not respond to a request for comment regarding the lawsuit. Houston Public Media is licensed to the University of Houston system, which does not play a role in editorial decisions. I'm Kyle McClenaghan, News 88.7.
Checking your weather, it's going to be sunny today with a high near 85 degrees. Tonight, clear and breezy with a low around 65. Right now, it's 81 degrees on the UH campus. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.